dramatic footage has emerged of the BBC journalist, the BBC Northern Ireland journalist, Kevin McGee, being surrounded last night by a group of people. Mr. McGee is working on a story of the activities of self-styled paedophile hunter groups who may have been criticised for their actions. Mr. McGee was lured to a location under false pretences and was then surrounded by a group of men shouting at him. To stress the point again, Kevin is a respected BBC journalist who is working on a story on the actions of these self-styled paedophile hunters. When Kevin got into a car to try to leave the scene, a man sat in front of it to try to stop the car driving off. People then come up to the car. Some of these paedophile hunters come up to the car and started shouting through the window. The recording has been posted on social media. Let's have a listen to some of what it shows.
How does it feel to be confronted by a bunch of... Don't take your hands off me. How does it feel to be confronted... No, stop touching myself.
Excuse me.
You don't like this, Kevin, do you? Kevin, it's not good, is it? This is the closest you will get. This is the closest. You do not touch me. This is the closest you will get to any of these groups. Do you understand? You came here tonight thinking you were going to get stuff on me. You better watch your mouth. No. Do you know what you call this? This is what you call power. No, this is what you don't like. You do not like... Get your hands off me. You do not like this, Kevin, do you? This is what you stressed me out this morning and my family f***ing home. You don't f***ing like it, do you? Get out of my sight.
Well, earlier I spoke to this listener, Kieran Moyna, and asked him for his reaction to this footage.
Yes, it's quite shocking, really. You know, these are not your local neighbourhood watch. This seems to appear to be a violent, threatening, volatile gang that have come after a BBC journalist. You know, I think...
Well, they would say that they demonstrated no violence whatsoever. That's what presumably they would say. There was no violence. It certainly felt intimidatory, didn't it?
Yes, well, I suppose if you look at the footage and the journalist, it's from what he, his perspective matters. And, you know, common assault, and then there's technical assault, it's sufficient to be in fear of violence. And these people are shouting in his face. There's a group. It seems to be that there's a bit of a struggle or pushing that goes on at one stage. You know, it could meet the criteria for a common assault or harassed orderly behaviour.
And obviously that would be for a court to decide. Just describe to me in your own words what you saw in that footage.
Well, it seemed to be like a revenge incident. So Kevin McGee went to his home to speak to him. Now, I'm sure under editorial guidelines, that's not done easily. There was an attempt to be made to contact him. And you guys have a strict code of conduct to ensure a story is told responsibly. So that occurs. And then later in the evening, they somehow track down the journalist and tell him how angry they are, him turning up to their house. They have done nothing wrong.
Well, Mr. McGee was surrounded by a group of men, and then he walks away. When he tries to then leave in a car, one person sits in the middle of the road in front of a car.
Yes, and it just shows you the volatility of these groups or the unregulation of them. It's so dangerous. That's how emotionally outraged they got when someone attended at their door. And they do this to many people on a regular basis. And the irony has something that can't be missed.
Why are you concerned about this?
Well, we have the rule of law and process in this country. And the PSNI have a duty to investigate crime. And people must go through the proper process and get the protections they need. So people have the right to know what the charges are. They have the right to life. They have the right to access a doctor to ensure that they're fit for interview and understand what the questions are during interview. And the reality is, these people are not making Northern Ireland safer. There's 400 incidents. There's only 3 DPS. And from what came out yesterday with your show, this checklist on the PSNI that provided them with a list of what they have to do better shows that they're obviously not doing it well enough, and that the evidence that they've obtained to date is not sufficient for the prosecution service.
Yeah, the Irish News first did that story actually about the checklist on Saturday of last week. And you can hear our follow-up on the BBC website, bbc.co.uk/iPlayer, if you want to find the show. What do you think the police should be doing now, given last night's incident, if anything?
Well, the police, obviously, I think Kevin McGee and the BBC will have a consultation and decide whether this matter needs to be reported, and the police will have a duty to investigate that independently. But more generally, on these vigilante groups, the PSNI need to be absolutely clear that they are not in support of them. They should not be assisting them to advise them on how to gather evidence. And the PSNI should obviously be looking at strategies on better to stop cybercrime and abuse without the use of unregulated groups.
Okay. Kevin, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.